Hey everyone, this is Matt Hanks from Seymour Christian Church, and I want to thank you for listening to this message. My hope is through this message you are able to grow closer to Christ. Thanks for listening. We're in our fourth week of our summer in the Psalms. So if you guys have a Bible, go ahead and open to that. If you don't, that's okay. It'll be up on the screen. I said that, looked around, and realized you guys didn't have one. That's okay. So we're going to be looking at Psalm 72 today. And we're going to go ahead and just jump right in to reading it. If I can turn to it. There we go. All right, here we go. It says, "Give your love of justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May they fear you as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon remains in the sky, yes, forever. May the king's rule be refreshing like spring rain on freshly cut grass, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the moon is no more. May he reign from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him, and his enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western kings of the Tarshish and the other distant lands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be abundant grain throughout the land, flourishing even on the hilltops. May the fruit trees flourish like the trees of Lebanon, and may the people thrive like a grass in a field." One word for that one. "May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Praise the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Praise his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. So as we see, that was a prayer that David had. Now, David is praying about a couple of different things. David is praying about his son, Solomon. Now, what would you say Solomon's job is going to be?
King.
Yeah, he's going to be king, right? Because he's the son of David, right? Now, David had many sons and he had many daughters. It was just chosen that through God that Solomon would be the one to take the throne after him. We know later that Solomon was the wisest man to walk the earth. He was given that gift of wisdom. We know that except for Jesus himself, but that he was the wisest man because he asked for that blessing. God gave him, what would you ask for? And he asked for wisdom. We see this as a few different things, though. We see this as a prayer over Solomon, that he would be a good king, that he would watch over this other subject that we're going to talk about, which is those that are poor, those that are needy, those that are oppressed and who are weak and sick. All right. And would you say that that is still the same as in biblical times as it is today? Yeah, right? You can use your words. It's okay. Just like in biblical times, we see people that are poor. What does it mean to be poor? Yeah, to have no money, right? Or to have less money than maybe what you could use, right? What does it mean then to be needy? Kind of. I think that needy can be that, like, you, that's more want, right? Those that are needy are those that need something. They actually need something to continue to live, right? What does it mean to be oppressed? Darlene.
Persecuted.
Yeah, persecuted, to be put down, looked down upon. Wrongly judged. What was that? Attacked, yeah. And usually it's in a wrong way, right? That's what it means to be oppressed, is that you are being judged for a wrong reason, right? It's an unjust situation. And then what is, I mean, it's pretty clear in the title, but what does it mean to be weak and or sick? Define that. Yeah, you're lacking strength, right? What I mean, there's so many things that can play in that. It could be disease, right? Maybe a specific illness. Maybe it's you were born lame, deaf, blind. I mean, there's so many different things that really fall into that category. It's not just, oh, I have the cold. Although that's part of it. It's maybe you were born with something, right? That's what it to and. And David is praying, knowing that Solomon is going to become king, that he would be a king who cares for these people, that would watch over them, that they would know that they can go to King David. That's exactly what David is doing in this moment, is praying for these people. We can learn from Psalm 72 specifically that we should be people who stand up for the poor, who stand with the needy, the weak, the sick, and the oppressed, because God is our King who fights for justice, right? We can't put justice in our own hands perfectly. We can try, but only God can do that. And only God can do that perfectly. Oftentimes we have to give that to God and ask God that he would be just in all situations. Now, that still has, we have that free will, right? Where we have the freedom to choose, to do right, to choose justice, or to choose wrong, what is unjust, right? But we can, in every moment, in every situation, be asking God to be just in these moments, and that people would be just in the situations that they're in, as it affects people, right? And so we should also then be people who stand up for them, who stand with them, because we know that our God is one who fights for justice. And so we've talked a little bit now about what it means to be poor, to be needy, to be oppressed, to be weak. But I want us to be thinking about how we can stand in that, right? It's one thing hearing about it, knowing that it's around us, but there's something else about being able to do something about it, right? And the biggest thing that we can do is exactly what David did, which is to pray, that we have an opportunity to stand with these people by praying for them and with them. So we're going to take a few moments to do just that. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to go around the room. We're going to split up into a couple of groups, and we're going to take a few minutes to pray over the poor, the needy, the weak and the sick and the oppressed, because that's something that we are called to do. We are called to care for them. It says in Matthew chapter 22, 33, or 34 through 40, it says this: "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question: 'Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?' Jesus replied, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important: love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments.'" So we are called to not only love the Lord our God with everything that we are. That's what it means for your heart, your soul, your mind. Some versions also in Deuteronomy say strength, right? So basically in everything that you are, all that you are, in your thoughts, the way that you speak, what you feel in your heart, right? And how the things you do, everything that you are to love the Lord your God. But then Jesus says, and the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. And later in other versions of the gospel, it talks about that loving yourself is not, or loving your neighbor as yourself is not just the people that live next to you or the people that you see on a day to day. It's everybody. Anybody that you may come into contact, we are called to love them as if we are loving ourselves. And so, one, we have to love ourselves well. We are created in God's image, and we need to love and take care of ourselves. And then in that, we also then love others, right? In the way that we would take care of ourselves, in the way that we would love ourselves. And so that isn't just the people who like us, that's the people who don't like us. It's not just the people who look like us, it's also the people who don't look like us, right? And so that's everybody, that we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves. In Galatians 5:13, it says this, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." We're also called then to serve them. That is how we enact our love, right? It's not just saying, "Hey, I love you." It's how can I show you that I love you? And in that is service, that we serve them. There are so many different nonprofits in not just our community, but around the world that focus on serving the poor, the needy, the weak, and the sick, and the oppressed. And there's even more than that, right? But we are called to serve. And so my challenge would be get involved. How can you get involved with something that is already happening within our community to serve these people? It says this in Hebrews 13:16, it says, "And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God." Now, we should always be wanting to please God, right? Not because we're trying to earn something. He's already given us his grace. He's already given us his mercy. He's already given us his son who gave his life for us, right? But we should want to please God. We should want to, not to be a people pleaser, right? But to show him how much we love him and how much we love others by serving everybody, by serving people and living out in love. This is what it means to not just serve the poor and the needy, the oppressed and the weak, but to serve all people. And David, he is asking for his son that he would be a good king. He's asking his heavenly father that his earthly son would be a good king. And we get the opportunity to be people who pray for those in our community. Now, we don't have a king, right? I mean, we have a king who sits on the throne in heaven. But we get to then now in our time, get to do this ourselves, that we have an opportunity to take care of them. And the simplest thing that we can do, we might not have all the money in the world to take care of the poor. We might not have all the materials to help the needy. We might not have the science and the ability to help all the ail, right? And we may not be able to make every wrong right, but we can pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, Lord, to God, just thank you for the example of David and how he came to you in prayer to pray over not only his son that he would be a good king, but God, that he prayed for the people in the kingdom, those that would need a good king, those who are poor and needy, those who are weak and sick and the oppressed, Lord. And so we pray for those in our community, those who are looked down on, those who maybe don't have much, Lord. I just pray that you would just lay your hands of peace and comfort on those who are anxious, who are worried about what the day brings and where they're going to lay their head at night. God, I just pray for them. God, I pray that with all people in our community, everybody, ourselves included, that we would just lean on you, Lord, that you satisfy us, that you give us everything that we need. And God, we may not worry the way that some people might, but God, you still provide for them because you're a good father. And so I pray that they would know the resources that are out there. God, I pray that there would be people that would recognize what is needed in this community, and God, that you would use them. And there are so many different nonprofits and businesses that care. So God, I just pray that they would be able to be connected to people that are in need. God, we lift up those who are poor, those who are needy, oppressed, sick, and weak. God, they are your children as well. And God, I just pray that we would be a church, that we would be a youth group who lifts them up continuously, that we would partner with them and help them see your face, Lord, to see your love. May we be the hands and the feet. And may we show them and tell them just how much you care about them and how Jesus came to this place, came to earth to die for them as well. Maybe that's just the little bit of truth that they need in their life to put those worries to the side. God, we thank you for your son and we bless his holy name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.